Daryl Azzaro is my next guest. Daryl Azzaro is a singer-songwriter and a band leader of the Davis-based quartet Tour House. He graduated from UC Davis with a BA in English, where he focused on writing and studying poetry. He also played trombone in the university jazz band. Since then, he's devoted himself to music full-time, writing and recording new songs for the band's first full-length album to be released this year. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Daryl Azzaro. Daryl, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hey, Dr. Andy, how are you?
Oh, just fine. Glad to have you here. And I understand that you've got a gig in Davis coming up. This coming Saturday night, is it the 7th?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right over there at that Thai restaurant named Sophia's.
Yeah, it's going to be a solo set. I'm going to play just myself and my acoustic guitar, and I'm opening up for two bands. One is Ezra Rose, a singer-songwriter from Portland, and the other one is the Fox Tales Brigade, who is from San Francisco.
Excellent. That's great. I'm wondering if you could say something, because I think a lot of musicians listening would be curious about this. How has your English, your degree in English, as well as your focus on creative writing and poetry, how has that helped you as a singer-songwriter?
It's helped me a lot in terms of telling a story with my lyrics. Before I did a whole lot of poetry workshops, I was just focusing on writing music and not really paying attention to how the lyrics came across. And I think after I studied a lot of poetry and fiction and even nonfiction, the storytelling aspect sort of became a priority. And I think now the more dominant element of my music is the lyrics as opposed to the music.
That's great. So you're a guitarist. Do you play any other instruments?
I sort of dabble in harmonica. I'm not that great, but I play that, and I do a little bit of percussion on the album.
Have you ever, say, one-man band style, tried to incorporate these three instruments into one musical performance?
I've tried. I think we might see that on Saturday. I think I might have to bust out the harmonica and the tambourine and play it simultaneously with a guitar.
That sounds good. I heard that you younger generation of students and performers are excellent at multitasking, and so we'll actually get to see that as you open for a couple bands this coming Saturday night at Sophia's.
That's right.
All right. And in terms of musical influences, who do you and other members of Tour House point to as being important, especially recent bands that have helped you think about what your own voice is as a singer-songwriter?
I think more recently a lot of our influences come from the Avid Brothers is one of the ones off the top of my head. They have a really raw and organic aesthetic to their music, and that really comes across in how garage feeling, not very garage feeling, but unpolished and unrehearsed their performances are, which isn't to say that they're, you know, bad. It's a very energetic feeling, and I think that unrehearsed feeling is it's very good to see someone just energetic on stage. So
excellent.
Yeah.
And I remember reading somewhere that you and Tour House are working on a full-length album called The Immutable? Or is it The Immutable Tour House?
The Immutable Tour House. And that will be available to the public online through our website this coming September, at the beginning of September.
That's great. And what's the website that we should consult for that?
The website is www.tourhousemusic.com.
And that's T-O-R?
T-O-R, yeah.
Excellent. And in addition to putting out this album in September, what are your other aspirations as a musician and as a band leader for 2012 and beyond?
I was hoping to help other people if anyone's looking to record music and they don't have the budget for a studio. I recorded this album that we're releasing by myself and mixed and mastered it by myself, so I'm hoping to give that back to some musicians who might not be able to afford a full-time, you know, studio budget.
I'd say that almost all the musicians who listen to this radio show are impoverished. And so I think that could be an attractive offer. There's contact information for you at tourhousemusic.com, I assume?
Yes.
That's great. Well, Daryl Lazaro, and if you're Googling him, it's D-A-R-Y-L, next word, L-A-Z-A-R-O. Daryl Lazaro, who will be performing this coming Saturday night. What time is that gig on Saturday? At
The doors open at 9, I think, and I start playing at 9:30.
And then there'll be two bands that come on after you.
That's correct.
So for some of you, you'll have to take a nap on Saturday, but the music will be worth it, I'm sure, with Daryl Lazaro of Tour House. Daryl, thanks for phoning into the program and telling us about what you'll be up to this coming Saturday and beyond.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Andy. Happy Independence Day.
Thanks. Happy 4th of July to you.